Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 4th of July, and ending on Sunday, the 10th of July. And I've already mentioned the 4th because of the holiday weekend, but I will reiterate here that in the Eastern time zone, the day begins with harmony with Moon in Virgo, sextile Sun in Cancer until 9:03 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And then things get a little bit annoying, particularly for the Virgo Moon when it squares Venus in Gemini. Flighty, chatty, thoughts going everywhere. Venus in Gemini until 11:38 a.m. And then we have a Moon in Virgo, trine Uranus and Taurus until 7:23 p.m. So things are sort of working themselves out, even if there are some changes that you're doing things differently. Maybe you used different barbecue sauce or something, but people are liking it. So that's the good news. But after 7:23 p.m., we're coming up on some changes for Mars and Mercury, and then the Moon itself is going to oppose Neptune and Pisces until 9:46 a.m. So be careful, and that's Tuesday morning, be careful with the food. You know how you put a lot of stuff out sometimes for these events, and you might be leaving something out too long. I mean, one of the things about a Moon in Virgo opposing Neptune and Pisces could be something going off and causing problems with health. So be aware of that. Make sure you get yourself refrigerated if you need to be refrigerated, because things could get exciting with fireworks and stuff like that, and it just might spoil. Okay, but also you could had a little too much of a substance or other, and that could cause some problems the next morning for how you feel. But also there can be some deception and confusion that's going on. So it isn't easy to get things ordered and understood. I wouldn't leave to go home until after the Neptune aspect is over. And that would be waiting until like maybe 10 a.m. at least on Tuesday before setting out. Then you have a good aspect coming in, which is the Moon trine to Pluto in Capricorn until 2:04 p.m. So there you have that for your holiday report. But the rest of us are also having those aspects, even if we're not having a 4th of July holiday, and maybe we don't even live in the United States, and so who cares? But, you know, we're still under the influence of the heavens. And Mars is the first planet to shift. Mars leaving Aries and entering Taurus, which in Eastern time will be Tuesday morning at 2:04 a.m. Now, I spoke about the Mars and Aries, you know, accelerating the shootings and the violence that we've been dealing with, the fact that Mars and Aries was what was happening when people came to the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and had weapons and things like that. So what happened, as I mentioned, was Mars shifted to Taurus during that last example, and the situation came under control. So what do we know then about the difference between Mars and Taurus and the Mars and Aries? And, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's not like everything's going to go back to total peace and calm everywhere in the world, but it isn't as fired up. In fact, Mars in this fixed Earth sign of Taurus is a little slower in its action. It takes a little more to goad it into an outburst. And even you may feel this as a sort of a dampening of some of your own motivation and energy. But Mars in Taurus is a strong Mars. I mean, this is the type of thing you might see with weightlifters, people who put all their energy into the physical body. But also, we might see more concern about Taurus matters, which are finances, possessions, survival, and nature itself, or the planet itself. So things may be sort of shifting around, and this is what we will be noticing after Mars leaves Aries, which was, oh boy, I can't wait. We're also going to have Mercury shift. Not long after, 2:25 a.m. Tuesday morning, Mercury leaves its wonderfully analytical, you know, information gathering and communicating Gemini sign, and it goes into a very sentimental mode with Cancer coming in as the transit. Now, I should tell you that it is difficult for Mercury to function in a detached observational way when it's in Cancer. So here is where your conversations may be showing that kind of level of emotion. We may be thinking a lot about the past, and again, the sentimentalities. But also, the Cancer is the sign of your country. So there may be even more conversations about what's going on, literally in terms of the people in the country, no matter what country it is, doesn't matter which one it is under the sun, it is having this transit of Mercury in Cancer. And Mercury will be in Cancer until the 19th of July when it shifts to Leo. Now, there will be, as we may expect, a very interesting psychic trine near the end of this transit of Mercury, because it will trine Neptune when it gets to 25 degrees, which is going to be on the 17th. But of course, it will also oppose Pluto, which is where it will be, between the 18th and the 19th, just before it is leaving the, well, actually, it's the 16th and the 17th into the 18th. And it's not slowing down, but it's in the orb of the opposition to Pluto. So there are a couple of notables. But when Mercury does a sextile to Uranus during this, when it gets to 18 degrees, which it will on the 14th of July, we'll have some very intuitive and interesting information come in for us, even if it's not coming from outside of us. And it will be helpful for the Taurus issues that we discussed with Mars going into that sign. And by the way, Mars will be in Taurus for a while, until August 20th, when it will shift to Gemini. And when it does shift to Gemini, here's a heads up, it's going to be there for a really long time because it's going to retrograde there too. And that is when we get hot under the collar with our mental levels. So enjoy the Mars and Taurus energy, because it will be sort of much more of a calm energy, also because by the end of July, the Jupiter in Aries energy is going to retrograde and internalize. So we can expect a little bit in July of a slowdown of some of this incredibly, unbelievably, way too much aggressive activity that we've been seeing. Okay, I think that covers that, so to speak, and we can go on into Tuesday. I already mentioned the aspects until 2:04 p.m. on Tuesday. The first, the Neptune opposition for Virgo moon, 9:46 a.m. Then the trine to Pluto retrograde at 2:04 p.m. There's a void, of course, time for Virgo to keep the momentum of the trine to Pluto going and get some things happening. We are in the first waxing lunar phase also, so we're really trying to figure out what we want and what we want to do and how we're going to get it done. So there are these moments during those first 2 days where we can get some good information and some time that we can't, which is like the morning on Tuesday till the 9:46 Neptune opposition is over. The moon enters Libra at 6:25 p.m. and has a square to Mercury in Cancer at 9:20 p.m. So here's the thing. You know, again, Mercury in Cancer, sentimental, emotional, insecure in some ways. So moon in Libra wants to discuss things and different points of view. And it's not something that sits well with this Mercury. So it's not a good time for conversations. And Libra Moon is going to have a little bit of a rough time for a while because now it has to go opposition Jupiter in Aries. So the rest of that evening and until 9:13 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 6th, we have the potential for showdown. And that will be because someone's expanding in its own self-interests. And, you know, Moon in Libra is about harmony, balance, and partnership. So those two don't work well together. And then the moon has to do the square to the sun in Cancer. That doesn't happen till 10:14 p.m. So that day, we're at odds within ourselves between these two signs, Libra and Cancer. In other words, you know, how do I feel secure and how do I manifest and communicate myself, Sun, in ways and create in ways that I feel emotionally particularly, but also in the base of my home and family secure when I'm dealing with this Libra moon here that is fluctuating and focused on certain relationship issues and laws and, you know, stuff like that that aren't necessarily going to make me feel the way I need to feel. It helps a little bit that the moon rules Cancer, but not enough to take the edge off the conflict, 10:14 p.m. But this square brings us to the second lunar quarter. And that second lunar quarter is where we're going to start to want to do things about our goals and wishes and projects. If you were in the West Coast, that square would have completed at 7:14 p.m. and you have a whole evening ahead of you. Pretty much so does the mountain time. So you get to have the lovely and delightful Moon in Libra trine to Venus in Gemini. And some, you know, we'll have some hours of that if we stay up till past, you know, 10:30. We'll have some hours of that even in the East Coast Wednesday evening. But this will complete by 1:54 a.m. on Thursday. Now here, Moon in Libra, trine Venus in Gemini. That's when you want to have your conversations, especially if you need to reach agreements or, you know, if you want to tell somebody a positive feeling that you have about them, that's when you do it. Moon in Libra, relationships, Venus in Gemini. This is a good time for talking about contractual agreements in relationship, and just having a pleasant time with others. Thursday the 7th goes on, Moon in Libra to trine retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 3:18 p.m. So now you may be looking things over with regard to some decisions that you have made or you want to make, Saturn retrograde, about the future. Now, our plans for the future. Now, Libra being the sign of balance, has a difficult time making choices. So if you find that during this Libra transit, you come up against the inability to choose, you know, even minor things like chocolate or vanilla, or major things, there is a Bach flower remedy for that. It's called Sclerianthus, Sclerianthus, and that is to bring you back to your higher mind so you stop second-guessing everything and going back and forth and the scales going up and down. It's very helpful. So you might need that. And you might need it again as Moon in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn, exact at 9:04 p.m., and you've brought some ideas to an authority who doesn't want to hear anything. So again, after like about 3:30 in the afternoon Thursday, leave the discussions and the propositions and the, you know, any thought of experiencing cozy relationship time or even good communications with others behind. Just let that square pass. Void of course moon until the moon enters Scorpio, which it will do at 1:15 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 8th. An early morning aspect is a difficult one, and it may be in your dreams. Some of you will feel this coming in if you are still awake at 1:15 a.m. Eastern time, which could very well be the case. And this is Scorpio moon opposing Mars and Taurus. Ooh. Don't get in it. Don't go anywhere near it. It isn't good. It's, you know. Well, first of all, the values are completely different, and Moon in Scorpio has an unconscious need to be in control, but Mars in Taurus cannot be moved, and if it gets moved, you don't want to be in the way, you see. So steer clear of interactions that could be problematic. That aspect is not going to be helpful. However, Friday improves dramatically. Once we get past that, we have Moon in Scorpio going trine Mercury in Cancer until 1:31 in the afternoon. Now your like psychic channels are like blasting away, and you're getting information, and you're getting assistance, and you're getting all kinds of good ideas about what you need to do about home and family. After this, it comes in to the harmony of the lights, Moon in Scorpio trine, Sun in Cancer for the rest of Friday and until Saturday at 7:10 a.m. Eastern. So we know, if we've listened to this podcast, what the harmony of the lights is, which is the perfect flow between your inner instinctive responses and your outer creative expression and desires. So that's pretty good. And in the water signs, it has to do with your feelings, your needs. And so this is working very well on the inner, but also on the outer, where relationships are harmonious and people are on the same wavelengths, or at least supportive wavelengths. But Saturday's a mixed bag, because after this trine completes, you have an unpleasant surprise for the Scorpio moon when it opposes Uranus and Taurus at 8:34 a.m. Eastern. And then there's kind of like a downer to the day as moon in Scorpio squares Saturn in Aquarius until 7:04 p.m. Well, the thing is, moon in Scorpio, again, unconscious need to... The need to control has to do with the fear levels of, you know, being hurt or needing to survive and stuff like that. So it also can be the idea of managing things, you know, like I'm trying to get something to happen today. That's not the day to try Saturday. Mm-mm. Much better Sunday, believe it or not, but you know, these are obstacles in the way of getting those things done. So if you had planned that Saturday the 9th is the day we're all going to get together and, you know, whatever, paint the house or do it, forget it. That's not the right day. But anyway, after 7:04 p.m. Saturday, Moon goes on to trine. Neptune is, of course, retrograde now in Pisces, 8:56 p.m. You can get your psychic information about what just happened. What was that that went on there? Or something you need to know for the future. 8:56 p.m., that's exact. Moon will finish up its transit in Scorpio with the sextile to Scorpio's ruler, Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn. So that takes us into Sunday, 12:34 a.m. Eastern. So this is where you can review some of those things that you've put in motion in terms of your structures, things you want to think about renovating. And if that's part of your project, things about the outer world, your career, things about finances, it's a good time. It's a late time on Saturday night, but you may be just trying to relax by then, and you'll have a good experience if you listen to the channels that are coming in anytime after 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and until 12:34 a.m. on Sunday the 10th. Moon will enter Sagittarius, and that's at 4:34 a.m. on Sunday, and the day of Sunday is the day to enjoy, because it's Moon in Sag trine Jupiter in Aries all the way through till 6:02 p.m. So see if you can get an adventure going. It might be a long distance adventure with the Moon in Sag, but it should be a fun time, upbeat. People are in a good mood. Conversations are far ranging and could be fascinating. But when you get to Sunday evening, now you've got Moon in Sag going opposition Venus in Gemini, which isn't, a difficult energy in terms of angry. It's just Sag wants to get to the point, and Venus is all about hopping around and smelling all the flowers. Just like, it's a butterfly, it's a bird, you know. So maybe the Sag Moon wants to go far, you know, like, let's go somewhere and let's take a long trip. And Venus is like, no, let's go to that little town nearby where we can go into all the shops and the bookstores, and, you know, I can see all the prints and all the stuff from my hands. I can look up for rings. Yeah, and that will just drive the Moon and Sag, you know, a little bit to distraction. And that's an aspect that goes into Monday and is Monday in the Eastern time zone until the end of the workday, actually, 5:12 p.m. is when that's over. So there you have it. You've got that week. And there's a lot to know about that week. But next week, the week that I'll speak about next time, we have the full moon in Capricorn coming in on Wednesday, 2:38 p.m. Eastern. And we have Venus shifting out of her butterfly mode and getting far more like the Venus that you think of, the mommy that serves you the pies and the good food, when she enters Cancer on Sunday the 17th. So we'll be talking about that. And I am wishing you all the best, as I always do. And I'll say goodbye for now.